A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you want something, if you have a passion in your heart, fire in your belly, it's gonna be you. It's gonna be you getting up early. It's gonna be you staying up late. It's gonna be you running the miles and going to the gym and eating the kale and doing all the crap. It's only gonna be you, because outside motivation can only last for so long. You can hire the greatest trainer in the world. You can have the greatest cheerleader. I could have you run beside me and yell out inspirational sayings. But ultimately, it's on me. For me, it was A, understanding why. That's why I think therapy is so freaking powerful. It's not that time that you sit in the chair with someone and cry about all the things. It's that moment where you're like, oh my gosh, that's why. If you know why, you can learn how to navigate around something. But I think if you don't know the core of the problem, you can't move past it. If you want business advice or life, I mean, I can tell you what worked for me, but none of it's fast. And I don't think that the things that are lasting are ever quickly accomplished. People don't, they're like, well, I can't because, or here's the reason why. And I'm like, yeah, me too. I had all those excuses. And it didn't mean that making the decision to move forward, suddenly it got easier. If anything, making the decision to move forward is harder. John Maxwell said this to me the other day. He's like, movement causes friction, always. And so just because you make the decision to move forward doesn't mean it. Now we're doing it. No, now you've got all kinds of other problems. What are the things I'm not sorry for? And as a recovering people pleaser, I struggled for years with wanting to make sure everyone was happy and the idea that someone, my husband or my in-laws or my parents might be disappointed in me was crippling. So I've done a lot of work, and there are certainly areas of my life where I still struggle with that, but there are some areas where I'm savage about it. And one of those for me is I do not care what other people think of me for having goals and dreams for myself. You can't give anyone ownership of what is going to happen with you.
What are your general thoughts around intention? Should people be journaling? How specific do they need to be?
Oh, yeah. I mean, actually, it's some of my favorite talks I've ever listened to of yours or podcasts that you've done where you've talked about mindset and how important that was and the impetus for you to change your life in such huge ways, because it's everything. It's everything. And it sounds like very sweeping generalization, but the idea that we really can be in control. You cannot control the variables out here in the world, but you can control your reaction to them, and you can control how you show up in this space. So that looks like, for me, morning routine is hugely important. So starting, you know, making sure that meditation and prayer, making sure that workout's in. I do Brendan's planner. I do my own journal. So I had this habit for years where, just as part of my to-do list, every day I would write down the dreams that I had for my life, and I would write them down as if they had already happened. I had heard that years ago at a conference. Someone said, you know, it's if you say, like, I'm going to make $1 million this year, all your brain hears is going to, and you already have a bunch of other to-dos, so why does this sentence stand out? But if you said, I have $1 million, and you're nowhere near that, it makes your brain sort of wake up and take notice. And so every day for years and years and years, I did this practice. And it is insane if you go read my notebooks from 5 years ago. It's the life I have today. It's absolutely crazy insane. And that's not like, oh, I wrote it down and so it happened. It's I wrote it down every single morning. And so every single morning I reset my intention. This is where we're going. This is where we're going. This is where we're going. And it's not just things like, I want to have a New York Times bestseller, which was a huge dream of mine. It's also writing down every day, I'm an exceptional mom. I'm an exceptional wife. Because that's the woman I want to be. And as silly as it sounds, if you don't remind yourself every single day that that's your mission, then you're not resetting where you're headed. And just that simple prompt, it might be something as simple as like, oh, I'm going to send Dave a text and tell him he looks hot today. Or I'm going to, you know, write a note for my kids and leave it on their pillow so that when they get in bed tonight, they'll like find a surprise. It's just the simple reminder of how I want to show up in the world. So that was hugely powerful for me. I also love the idea, and forgive me because I for sure didn't make this up. I don't know who I heard this from, but I don't write to-do lists. I write results lists. Like, what's the result you want? Not the thing you have to do. The idea that you don't say like all the things you want to accomplish today, you write down what's the result that you're after. Because, okay, so for instance, years ago when I was an event planner, my to-do list could have been like, send emails to these 10 people, redo their portfolio, blah, 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 blah. But the result that I'm after is I need a new client or I need to make more money. And if you focus on the result, you can come up with 50 different ways to get to the result that aren't bogged down with all of this other crap you think is in between where you are and where you want to go. And I just sat in meetings all week with really big companies and people, and they would say, like, what does the future look like for you? Like, what is... And years ago, I would be like, oh, I don't know. You know, we'll see what happens. And now I'm like, Oprah. Like, if Oprah and Ellen had a baby... Someone who can make you laugh and then also can challenge you to show up for your own life is, but I couldn't have claimed that 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I would have worried what everyone in this room thought of me because who says that? What a douchebag. But I might still struggle with, you know, what you think of my hair or my writing style, but I certainly don't care what you think of me for having a dream. And I think that it's one of the things that cripples women most is they have this desire on their heart. They want to pursue something for themselves and they're too afraid of what other people will think. They're too afraid of what like Marissa from eighth grade is going to think of them for signing up for a half marathon. They're too afraid of what their mother-in-law thinks of them for wanting to start a business. And they just drown in the shame associated with it. And nobody calls it BS. Nobody says, like, wait, this isn't, we're all dealing with this. And so none of us can step forward into who we're called to be because we're too worried about what you think of us. So excuses were really important for me to tackle just because I think, love my girls, but women especially, like, we need to call BS. And you need to have someone get in your face and say, like, with all the love in my heart, This is not real. This is something that you've decided to cling to because it justifies why you're still in the same place. That's why I'm an achiever. Like, I had to perform. In my family, nobody paid attention to you unless you were doing something good. So if you got an A on the test, if you scored a goal in the soccer game, then we all clap for you and we love you. And the second that that achievement is done, we're back over here doing our thing. And what that teaches a child is that in order to get love, you better keep achieving. Now, I don't regret that because, gosh, it's manifested into something really powerful as an adult. But so he asked that question, who'd you have to be? And then he says, and who else did you have to be? And I had never consciously had this thought, and it fell out of my mouth, small. So my dad was little girl, you don't know what you're talking about, little girl this, little girl. And he wanted you to be bigger than life when other people were watching, but he also believed that children should be seen and not heard. You little girl, you better shut your mouth. So how do you carry that? How do you carry be as big and achieving as you can possibly be and then shut up because nobody wants to hear what you have to say? And I found myself as a grown woman sitting there realizing that this had become my career. So I had, in the dark, like behind the scenes in a way that it wouldn't bother anybody, I'm building and dreaming and an entrepreneur and super proud of what I'm doing. But if you had asked me, what do? I'd be like, oh, I have this little blog. And it was, at the time, I'm like, by myself, it's over six figures. I was really proud of what I was, but I never said that. Family parties, oh, Rachel, she's just a little blogger. She's a little DIY. But I wouldn't claim what I was doing because I just thought, I've got to be big and I've also got to be small. So understanding why I felt that way and also making the decision as a people pleaser that I would no longer seek love from others in negative ways. And the only way I know how to do that is I'm going to be so filled with love myself. I'm going to be so filled with love for my in-laws, for my parents, for everybody else, that it doesn't matter if you love me back. I'm gonna love you so hard, it doesn't matter if you love me back. Because if I've got enough love for both of us, then I don't need to try and shape myself into someone new in order for you to approve of me. So those are two huge awarenesses that I came to.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.